This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. This is Michelle Fern, host of Best Pets for Pets. So, you know, we love giving our dogs treats and supplements, and there's so many good things for your dog on the market, but are they really good? Are they really that different? Are they going to make a difference in your dog's life? Well, my guest today has a product line that is very different from anything else out there. So I'm very excited to talk to him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Tim Mitchum. He is the president and CEO of WinPro Pet Products. They're pet supplements that are plasma-powered. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, Michelle. Great to be here. I appreciate you having me on. Excited to talk to you.
I'm excited to have you on. So tell us, how did WinPro originate?
Yeah, you know, it's really kind of a crazy story. So if you really want to know how it started, WinPro, it started really back in the 60s, where Bill Bernardo, our founder, he spent his early days in Algona, Iowa, really small town, Iowa. You know, he kind of was lacking joy in his life at that time because he had an older brother. He was getting bullied a little bit by his brother's friends. And all that changed when his dad brought home a dog named Yankee, and this little German Shepherd mix, and him became best friends. In fact, he tells a story about how Yankee saved him from a rabid rat one time when he was riding his bike. And then Bill also saved Yankee from a chicken bone choking incident. And he always says it was kind of a bond that was unmatched in only the way that two strays could understand, is what he says. Yankee was really what set Bill's motion, set the unmatched love for Bill's and dogs, kind of set it in motion. And he always said, you know, although Yankee lived a great life, a long life, it's never long enough. And when you lose a pup or an animal in general that you love, you never quite fully recover. So that's really what kindled it for Bill. And then later in life, he was working in the animal health industry, and he saw firsthand what plasma was doing for other animals. And so him starting a line for performance racehorses was scared to death of racehorses, was scared to death of horses, but he had five dogs at home. And so we always laugh. He's like kind of stuck in the stable, but he was really a kennel guy. And so he just made the leap of faith to take this science that had been around since the 80s and started at Iowa State University into products that could benefit really the animal that he loved more than any other animal for his whole life. And so he really just took a leap of faith to take that science that had made its way through all the other types of species and bring it into the canine world. And that's really, you know, how it started, or how it got its, you know, origin from.
That's a really adorable and touching story. I have a question on plasma.
Yeah.
Most people hear plasma, and right away they think blood. And then if we start talking about supplements, I am sure some listeners out there might think, I'm giving supplements with blood in it to my dog. How does that help? But it's not quite blood. Can you explain, and kind of a brief explanation for our listeners, what is plasma?
Yeah, so plasma is the really powerful components inside of blood. So what we do is we take recycled blood that would have been just, thrown away. So we really do pride ourselves on using, product that would have not been recycled and recycled it. And we put it through tons of very scientific processes to fractionate out the blood proteins inside of that plasma. And so what you end up with is a very powder form spray dried plasma, which is pretty common phrase in the scientific industry, spray dried plasma. And that's what you end up. So we take that powder and then we inject that into all of our products so that the dogs can really get the benefit of what plasma does.
Okay, so related to blood, not exactly blood. I like that you're sustainable.
It's the good components inside of blood that we pull out into a dried form.
Okay, and what makes plasma better for health products than, say, just a health product or supplement that's nutritionally based?
So it doesn't necessarily mean that we're not really claiming that we're better, but a lot of the time it's not a nutrition issue. And so what the plasma's promise is that we reduce inflammation at the source of where it starts. And the plasma is a very active ingredient. So it attaches to receptor sites in the gut and is made available to respond wherever the dog needs it. So plasma is really what I like to call is nature's, it's the natural enemy of inflammation. And when we get rid of the inflammation, the system, the dog's body, the cat's body, the animal's system will heal itself. So our promise is to get out of the way the negative or excessive inflammation before it comes chronic so that the animal's body can heal itself. And it's pretty remarkable when you see that. Just to give you a little background on why I am at the company is I had a long-haired Chihuahua. I married into the long-haired Chihuahua. I like to make sure I say that because I'm a bigger dog guy, but I absolutely loved Roxy. And she hadn't jumped on the couch or the bed for 3 or 4 years. And I'm in Iowa, obviously, and that's where the science comes from is Iowa State University. And a friend of mine who was involved in WinPro dropped off these hip and joint shoes for me to try. And at that point, I mean, I really didn't ever think about giving my animal or my pet a supplement of any kind. It just didn't really cross my mind. But on a whim, I just decided to give it to her. And within 15 days, she was jumping all over the couch, all over the bed, and all over the house. It's literally like she got her puppy legs back. But the big aha moment for me was she could always make that jump physically, like logistically. She had all the right pieces. There was nothing broken. She was just choosing not to because it wasn't worth it. And with the moment we took away that inflammation with plasma doing the job of that, it's like she got her puppy legs back, but really it just returned her to the most normal that she could be at that age. And it was really eye-opening to me because no different than if we have a sore back and there's a box that we need to pick up. We just keep walking past it until our back feels better. Well, if our back never feels better, we just create new patterns like people lifting a dog up on the couch or up on the bed. Once they feel better, you take that inflammation and that pain associated with that away. It seems like a miracle, but in reality, it's like the most natural thing ever.
That's a great story. I love that. You talk about inflammation a lot. So is that where I know that when joints are inflamed, that causes pain. Is that kind of
Yes.
basically where you're getting at joints, muscle, tissue, whenever it's inflamed? Just think about a bruise, right? A basic bruise because that's
Yeah.
inflamed and then that causes pain. So that's just a real simplified way. You're the science guy more than I am, but I'd like to ask questions from my audience's point of view. And so am I on the right track as far as inflation?
Yeah.
Is that word okay?
Yeah, so let me go a little bit deeper in that. I think it'll help explain. Inflammation is a good thing. The problem becomes when it's the body, the animal system is unable to keep up with it. So what we do is the plasma gets rid of excessive inflammation, so it normalizes the body and regulates the system so that it can heal itself. Today, in today's day and age, the amount of toxins and stressors and everything that are on our pets, whether that's chemicals or just any type of environmental things that go on now, there's so much more stressors and toxins that keep the body always fighting off these things that you can really, it's hard to get them back to normal without a little bit of help. And that's what our product does. It really helps keep them in a position where their body is constantly regulating and healing itself because we've gotten rid of a lot of that excess inflammation.
Does WinPro also help, or the WinPro supplements also help prevent disease? And what about lengthening the life of your dog?
Yeah, so it's not a claim that we can make, but we do know this, that if you keep inflammation at bay, the overall health of the animal and the system will work better. And so what that in turn means in a, I guess, in an easy way to say it, is that their ability to heal and recover and keep active, it definitely is extended because they're just healthier.
Makes perfect sense. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, pet lovers, Michelle Fern here. Looking to enhance your pet's health, wellness, and longevity? Since they can't communicate their feelings directly, CrossBred Canine helps bridge the gap. Their simple cheek swab tests allow you to monitor your dog's health and well-being effortlessly. At CrossBred Canine, they use cutting-edge technology to analyze genetics, breed, and the groundbreaking field of epigenetics. This means you can understand how your dog is aging, how stress affects them, and even their oral health status, helping you stay ahead of conditions like gingivitis and bad breath. Take proactive steps towards your dog's health today. Visit Prosper Canine and order your test kits to start making informed decisions for your furry friend's well-being. Enter Best Bets and get 10% off all products at ProsperCanine.com. Prosper, the letter K, the number 9.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Tim Mitchum, the CEO and president of WinPro Pets Supplements and Products. So let's talk about the history of plasma in pet supplements. Has this been used before? Are you pioneers? How does that work?
So the kind of the cool thing is we are definitely not pioneers in plasma, but we are pioneers in plasma-based products for the canine and soon to be the feline industry. Plasma actually started back in the 80s, the science behind plasma, and it started at Iowa State University. And I feel kind of close to this because I married a hog farmer's daughter. And back in the 80s at Iowa State University, they were having a terrible mortality rate when weaning piglets. And so they tried environmental factors, they tried nutritional factors, and nothing seemed to work. And so what they ended up doing was they were working on this spray-dried plasma matrix at the time. And they started introducing that into the pig's diet. And the mortality rate went from something like 20% to less than 1%. And what they found was it wasn't anything about like the environment or the nutrition. It was the stress of that situation was causing so much inflammation that was creating the mortality. And what plasma proved out to be was really the best at reducing that inflammation so that they could get through that process. So that was back in the 80s. And since then, it's really been through every feed species, livestock, cattle, poultry, lambs, obviously pigs. And it moved into the performance horse world, performance racehorse world, where Bill met up with it. And I don't know if you know much about horses, Michelle, but they're horse racing, but they're one of the most stressed animals out there. And they have a situation that is called bleeders. And that's when a horse is so stressed from so much, they start bleeding through their nose. I knew nothing about this before I got to WinPro.
No.
And, And so they had, it had a dramatic impact in that industry as well. And so it's been through everything, really, but we've just taken it from kind of the behind the scenes industries to companion animal and in, into the really the pet parents' hands. That's really how we've pioneered it. And it's, you know, it's had its challenges. It's a unique ingredient and product. So it doesn't, it's not like anything else. So there's definitely a learning curve that had to be undertaken for sure.
Yes. And I knew horses, especially racehorses, are stressed. I didn't know they bleed through their nose.
But yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Knowing the history of plasma and what, you know, pet parents will learn from listening to this amazing podcast, should they talk to their vets about plasma? I know that you also could have a vet product, you know, a product that's just, you know, available through your veterinarian. Or is this something, because we're going to talk about more of the WinPro products a little bit later, but is this something that a pet parent can give to their dog and soon cats without any concern that their health will be negatively affected?
Yeah. So our product is very, like, vets typically just love the idea of our product because they're looking for an orally fed plasma solution because they understand the benefits of plasma. Like, they've understood that for a long time, but they've never really had the opportunity to have a product that was proven that was an orally fed application. So we always encourage pet parents to talk to their vet about any product really that they introduce into their animals, their pets' lives. But we've certainly had no issues with any of that. And we sell every day to, you know, thousands of pet parents across the country, our products very successfully and have transformational results. But we love the vets taking a look at our products because typically what happens is they end up bringing our products into their vet clinic because they really don't have anything else to offer that's even close to that. They either have a really, you know, prescription focused drug or maybe a nutritional supplement that maybe or maybe not big believers in, but this kind of really fills a gap that has a really powerful mode of action that they haven't had before. And they understand the science of plasma. So typically the vet is really excited about it when they read our labels and learn about our products.
We're going to talk about in a sec about how you should introduce WinPro into your pet's diet, because it's not just a treat, it's a supplement. But before we get to that, how does WinPro help with preventative care? So we talked about inflammation, and some people might be listening might be think, okay, I should give this to my pet when I notice my pet's in pain or my pet's struggling. But what about if your pet's fine? Does WinPro help?
Yeah, so there's a couple different areas that we focus on the preventative side. If you think a big picture, if you're just going to keep inflammation at bay, that's a net positive for the health of the animal. If you don't have a remedy to solve, just using the power of plasma over something else that maybe doesn't really have a benefit will keep inflammation down, that will benefit the health of your pet. So that to me is the reason why you'd want to do that. But we do have some preventative, like my dog Daisy, she takes a meal topper and she's very young and very healthy, but she takes a meal topper and then a dental stick, all with the science of plasma. And then every once in a while, I'll give her, you know, maybe a hip and joint product just because she's a larger dog. And I just want to, you know, keep her running and catching the Frisbee as much as possible.
Great answers. What about for dogs that have allergies? So my puppy dog is allergic to everything and he has a salmon-based diet. So would he be able to take WinPro supplements, or would that be a challenge for him?
No, like our allergy product is our number one selling product. So the plasma has had a profound impact on allergy symptoms, whether that's itchy skin, hot spots, you know, rashes, hair growth. And it really all comes down to reducing inflammation at the source. And that can be a little bit different with allergies, but it doesn't matter with our product because plasma is designed by nature to go where the problem is. So it's had a profound impact. If you've had struggles clearing up or solving those itchy skin, irritated skin types of problems, even with, you know, a really good diet, we come in and typically really knock out that last bit that maybe something else wasn't quite covering it. And we also have a lot of people that have tried everything and then tried our product, and it finally solved that problem.
What types of products does WinPro have? Because you mentioned hip and joint, dental stick, meal topper. What other products are in the lineup?
Yep. So we have a remedy kind of lineup. We have a calming allergy, a hip and joint, and that can be prevention or remedy. I use it as prevention because I have a larger dog. We have a meal topper, which is probiotics, prebiotics, and then plasma kind of all mixed together. And we have a dental stick. We have a gut health product. And then we move into, the meal topper, the dental sticks. Those are kind of more in the preventative side of things. Although if there are, you know, challenging GI issues, the meal topper has done wonders for that. And then we get into the products that we have coming out, which is the feline version of the meal topper, which cats are a lot more finicky than dogs. We've been finding that out.
Not in my household, they're not.
Really?
I mean, and the smallest one, who used to be bigger, Dennis, he'll eat lettuce. When you're eating lettuce,
really?
He comes and taps you, where's mine? Yeah. And my dog, who's now in doggy heaven, Zeus, he used to like raw broccoli.
Oh, wow. That's
raw
crazy.
Broccoli, with nothing on it. I know, right? I mean,
that's crazy.
But Dennis eats so he wants lettuce. He'll tap here and it's like, Dennis, this is lettuce. And I know that they're carnivores, but they're not finicky in my house. I don't feed them anything so magical. I mean, I'm not going to just talk about that, but they're not this finicky. But most cats, not that mine are that abnormal, but most cats, you're right, are finicky. So how are you testing your new cat products?
So we have a group that we send products to. They're I don't know exactly. This is what they do, right? They run large kennels and they test for, you know, acceptance rates. And so we've had to go through a couple iterations, but we have an advantage with plasma. Is naturally, you know, dogs and cats typically just love plasma as its own, the natural spray-dried plasma flavor. But we've definitely had to test around that for the feline and add some chicken, I think is the one that that tested out the best. And we have a meal topper and then a dental stick for cats, which I'm really excited for because there's some really good studies around, you know, gum disease and doing whatever you can to keep the bacteria out of the mouth. And plasma is amazing.
I just did a show on dental, which might not air right next to this show, but we just had a show about dental care. And there's not a lot of dental products for cats. And it is really a challenge to brush their teeth. And it can be dangerous for us humans because there's so much bacteria in their mouth.
Yeah. And that's exactly why we are bringing that to market. So like our product, because, you know, plasma is the secret, the key weapon against inflammation, is we have no products that are around scraping. It is simply getting that with an appropriate amount of chew time in the mouth, which can only be 15 to 20 seconds, to make sure that plasma goes where the bacteria is and really keeps that mouth healthy for that animal. And Daisy, we constantly get compliments from the vet and also just people how great her teeth look. And we've never done anything. We've never brushed them or anything, nothing.
Well, brushing teeth is not easy. And they're usually, I remember my dog brushing and he's trying to lick the toothpaste and I'm trying to brush. Then he acts like I'm gagging him. Zeus did not like it. And cats, I'm not going there. So I'll use other things, but I like my hands.
I do want to just mention that we are, you know, really launching our Plavit Plus product into the vet space. And we have a lot of vets really taking advantage of a sampling that we're doing for that. So the products that we have really do belong in that space. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But if anybody in your audience has a vet that would be, you know, inclined to learn about this stuff, I'd be happy to, you know, send out some of the PlaVet Plus samples to their vet to kind of, you know, kind of get an introduction there. But we're really, really excited about that.
Well, I'm excited for you because they're great products. So Tim, you have a special offer for all of our listeners, I hear.
Yes. So if you go to winpropet.com, winpropet.com, and you use the coupon code at checkout, BESTBET20, BESTBET20, you'll get 20% off your order. And you can also buy on Amazon, Chewy, and those are the three main places right now that are the most predictable to get the product from.
Well, I want to thank you so much for that discount. I'm sure everybody listening really appreciates it. And of course, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate your audience listening for the time. So I really don't take that for granted. So thank you.
I hope you all enjoyed the show. What a great offer. So if you go to winpropet.com and use the code BESTBET20, 20% off your order. So great deal. This information will also be on the episode page for this show. Just know that there's always a page you can go to find out a little bit more about our shows. We do this for all our shows, and it helps because, hey, when I listen to my podcast, I'm usually exercising, and you don't have anything to write down with, right? So you can go to a show page, and there's your info. I want to thank my guest, Tim Mitchum, for giving us such a great offer on WinPro Pet Products. Thanks to my audience for listening to Best Bets for, coming on 14 years now. So thank you so much. Thanks to my cat crew that is eagerly waiting to try the WinPro feline products coming soon. And a special thank you to my magical producer that makes me and my guests sound amazing. And hey, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.